This is All India Radio. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India's voluntary national review at the UN Forum on Sustainable Development 2020. The participants are Ms. Sanyukta Samadar, Advisor, SDGs, Niti Aayog, and AIR Special Correspondent, Mattu J.P. Singh.
All the countries must come together to convert the present COVID-19 situation into an opportunity for accelerating the progress towards achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, and the targets. It is being emphasized that the role of international cooperation is more critical than ever before. Sanyukta ji, India's second voluntary national review at the United Nations High-Level Political Forum on Sustainable Development 2020 has emphasized on taking SDGs from global to local.
Niti Aayog, on behalf of Government of India, just in fact yesterday presented India's second voluntary national review at the United Nations High-Level Political Forum, which is actually the world's foremost platform where all the member states meet in terms of presenting their voluntary and state-led review on the progress of the 17 SDGs. This is an opportune time for India as well. India had presented its first VNR in 2017, and we got the opportunity again this 20 amidst the pandemic. Actually created and led to a lot of challenges on our path to progress, on our path to achieving the SDGs. However, we have seen it in terms of using this as an opportunity and also to leverage partnerships and to create synergies not only within the country but also beyond our borders, primarily to ascertain how these challenges can be met, not only through the government efforts, but going beyond the government reach to create by creating a whole of society approach. So just focusing on how we have curated this VNR process, I would like to highlight a few things here. So this entire VNR, the Voluntary National Review of India, this process has been led by Niti Aayog. The process entailed actually the last 8 months in which we have consulted not only governments and all the state governments and ministries and local governments, but also actually the business sector, business entities, because private sector, as you know, is one of the key contributors towards the SDGs. Apart from the businesses, we have also engaged with a multitude of civil society organizations. So these groups have come together in terms of consultations, and they have raised several issues which find place in our VNR report. So we also released the VNR report, which is titled Decade of Action, Taking SDGs from Global to Local. In fact, yesterday itself actually resonates with what Honorable Prime Minister said of being vocal for local and creating an Atmanirbhar Bharat, which doesn't necessarily mean an isolationist India. So this talks about taking platforms and creating localized solutions primarily to ensure that the SDGs remain not only focused on the state capital or on the country's capital, but these are taken to beyond the state level borders to districts and to the local governments, which is where the people, which is where the community lives, and which is where they face problems, and which is where these problems need to be curated through innovative solutions. Also, I wanted to bring an important aspect here that our VNR report, if you see, focuses on creating different as India. It conceptualizes India as Sashakt and Sabal, which is empowered and resilient. Again, Swachh and Swasth Bharat, which is clean and healthy India through its various initiatives, focuses on social and financial inclusion in terms of creating a Samagra and Saksham Bharat, creating, you know, sustainable India through climate action in terms of Satat and Sanatan Bharat. Definitely a very prosperous and vibrant India, Sampann and Samrith, and final, the Atmanirbhar Bharat. So we've brought out all these issues as to how India has progressed in terms of, you know, creating this image of India, as I just portrayed, from the last review which India had in 2017 and now in 2020. So what has been the progress? This has been one of the key aspects of our report. So creating an SDG framework for the entire country will definitely, it will not be a one size which fits all. And that is where we've developed the entire SDG localization model, which we also showcased to the United Nations. And this is kind of, you know, this is championed through creating the adoption, implementation, and monitoring framework for the SDGs by customizing it to the regional specificities of different states and different regions.
India has improved its composite score from 57 in 2018 to 60 in the Sustainable Development Goals Index 2019-20. And this has been also achieved due to better works in water, sanitation, affordable and clean energy and industry, innovation and infrastructure. So how do you view our global engagement at platforms such as International Solar Alliance? Sendai Framework and the Paris Climate Agreement.
So, as you rightly mentioned, the progress that we have gauged through the SDG India Index has been, if not substantial, at least it has been remarkable in the sense that the scores has moved from, 57 to 60. But what is also important here is that India's engagement through the South-South cooperation and through international forums has been extremely explicable. Largely, if you can see that in terms of the climate, as you mentioned, it is not only we have set for ourselves very ambitious targets. First, we had a target of 175 gigawatts by 2022. This has been substantially increased to a 450 gigawatts of renewable energy target, primarily to ensure that our commitment of the nationally determined contributions are always on track. And if not by 2030, we are able to achieve them way in advance. Apart from this, apart from the gigantic strides that India has made, I must say that India stands today third in renewable power, fourth in wind power, and fifth in solar power. And the jump has been of almost like 75% of increase in the installed capacity of renewable energy in the last 4 years. Apart from this coalition, that in international relations, it is obviously one understands that this is the scenario, it is multilateralism which works the best in terms of devising collectivized solutions for these parts of the world where problems are immense. So that is where the International Solar Alliance, where India played a leadership role along with France in order to create this alliance of the tropical countries for renewable energy, and also the Coalition for the Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. So these are global partnerships where India has been leading for climate action and disaster resilience. What I would also like to mention here is India is part of the India-UN Development Partnership Fund. It is almost like to the extent of $150 million. And through this, the spirit of regional and global partnerships, the country's commitment to leaving no one behind, these are some of the key areas which India supports, not only the SDGs within its own country and within its own constituents, but also among the developing countries and our developmental partners.
And Niti Aayog has the mandate of overseeing the adoption and monitoring of SDGs at the national and sub-national level. Progress in the Northeast region is crucial in this decade of action for the country to achieve the SDGs by 2030. What has been done as part of the Niti Aayog's continuous efforts towards fostering partnerships at the sub-national level?
Niti Aayog, we worked in a real tandem and real partnership with all the states and union territories, especially in terms of localizing the SDGs. So I do remember in 2017 when we had just presented our voluntary national review for the first time, SDGs was largely, restricted to primarily a few of the developed states and largely to the center, which is Delhi. But over the years, we've had a conscious interaction, a structured interaction and structured partnership forum with all the states and union territories, by virtue of which, through structured reviews, through structured engagements, at least thrice in 1 year, we've been able to ensure that the states become the drivers of the SDGs. In a federal form of government, it is not that center can actually kind of lead on the SDGs. Finally, the action has to happen at the level of the state. So we recognize that. So as the nodal body for revising the 2030 agenda, Niti Aayog has been conscious of its role as a facilitator for cooperative and competitive federalism. So what we did initially was largely coordinating with all the state planning departments, having biannual reviews, handholding the states in terms of developing their monitoring framework and facilitating partnership building through, and also capacity building. And the results are in front of us. I would just like to share with you as to 23 states have already prepared their SDG vision roadmaps for their state, which are in different names like SDG vision documents or SDG action plans. And 25 again states have mapped their SDG targets with their departments and are also in the process of aligning their budget allocation with SDGs, which is a stupendous success for a country with so much of diversity. Again, thematic groups have been formed in the states for dealing with different sectors of SDGs. So you can understand the kind of engagement, the kind of commitment that the states have in the course of the last 2 years have shown towards aligning their review mechanisms, to aligning their implementation systems towards the SDGs. I believe this is largely a result of the kind of the results the SDG India Index has been showing up since 2018, and it has become an annual affair. So the SDG India Index, I believe, and we have to admit, has played a very strong role in terms of pushing the states, in terms of enabling the states not only to focus on SDGs, to focus on SDGs at their district level, but also to kind of learn from their best practices. As a result, as you mentioned, the Northeast region. So I must mention here that we do give special attention to the Northeast, and that is why we developed, we curated the SDG Conclave, which were in Guwahati, involving all the 8 states of the Northeast. And this was just not merely restricted to states. So this, you know, kind of synergized the partnerships of not only the state governments, but also all the stakeholders, primarily the business sector, which has a very strong role in that region, in the development of the region, the community and civil society organizations, and think tanks and academia and practitioners. So the Northeast Conclave of 23rd, which was held in February this year, it brought about a stupendous amount of kind of, you know, focus in terms of the key issues of livelihood, the key issues of climate adapt and resilient infrastructure and agriculture, and especially skills and employment and marketability. I believe it is these kind of partnerships and these kind of synergies that we build across the states and between the states and the business sector, between the states and the international and the donor organizations and the philanthropies. These partnerships actually go a long way in terms of actually improving the results in the field and delivering better outcomes so that these SDG targets can be achieved on time.
Yes, we have been talking about the India Voluntary National Review 2020 report, and as we see that this report is a comprehensive account of the adoption and implementation of the 2030 agenda in India. So apart from presenting a review of the progress on the 17 SDGs, your report also discusses at length about the policy and enabling environment. And in this regard, I would also like to point out, as you had just mentioned, that this year a paradigm shift has been taken place in terms of embodying a whole of society approach in letter and spirit. So what consultation process was followed by Niti Aayog in this regard?
The VNR processes are supposed, it is encouraged that the VNR process is not merely restricted to the government, because it is finally not a government report, it is finally implies it is the country's report. And we cannot have a country's report unless we are in a constant engagement, unless we consult and we engage and we build partnerships with the different communities, with the different stakeholders who are residing in the country. So we took up a conscious decision right in the beginning when we were thinking, that was October last year, when we were thinking of how do we want our VNR to look like. Do we want it to look like a government representation, or do we want it to look like a complete country's representation? That is the time whole of the society approach was kind of conceptualized, in which we identified 13 population groups and that is why these 13 population groups were identified, and over 1,000 CSOs, community organizations, who have been engaging with these groups and belong to these groups and also are working in this sector. All these community organizations were invited, and then regional consultations were conducted across the country over a span of like around 3 months, if I remember. Yeah, this was just before February, so we could at least complete all these complete national consultations. What is interesting is that the kind of rich ideas, the kind of issues, the kind of recommendations and thoughts which came up from these grassroots, from these communities, is stupendous. And that no amount of documentation would actually do justice to this, but because we have a limitation of the pages in a report, we could bring about, you know, a little bit of the rich body of data, knowledge and analysis which emerged from these community-centric consultations. The importance of gathering feedback through institutionalized platforms from these various separate communities, and the need to strengthen the capabilities of local institutions. By local institutions, I mean, let's say, the urban local body or the Gram Panchayat or the Block Panchayat, to address the concerns of these groups, and also the importance of putting in place reporting and monitoring systems for periodic review of the progress. Again, contextualizing and customizing the implementation of government programs, which are across all sectors. However, the implementation has to take into, you know, account the specific needs and the specific context of the different groups in these different regions. And also a kind of thing which was highlighted by almost all groups was the urgency of leveraging technology and innovation. Let it be frugal, but let it be innovative for creating maximum impact. So these are some of the richness of the content, the richness of the body of knowledge knowledge and issues which came up was stupendous. And that we've made a conscious effort to include in our report, Decade of Action, Taking SDGs from Global to Local.
Thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on India's voluntary national review at the UN Forum on Sustainable Development 2020. The participants were Ms. Sanyukta Samadar, Advisor SDGs, Niti Aayog, and AIR Special Correspondent, Mattu J.P. Singh. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.